Who your team is?
Check that boy out.
They ain't fucking with us, man. Our defense, number one defense in the league, man. Niggas ain't playing with us for real. We got a young offense. It don't matter. It don't matter. They showed me some things last year. Y'all got. I don't give a damn. That nigga had Tom Brady. What have you done without him? Yikes. Somebody say something to me.
Ain't nobody said
nothing, right? It got quiet. Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yo.
My whole life.
He's been
my quarterback my whole life.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a partnership, but I'm just saying. Y'all said Belichick, like, he playing the game. Yo, I know the coach. But we got Mike Tomlin. That's not like he not one of the best coaches in the league.
He lose he a lot, though.
He ain't never had a losing season.
He lose, though.
He has never had a losing season.
He lose.
Ever.
He lose when it matter.
How? He got two rings.
When was the last time he got a ring?
2011. When last time y'all got a ring?
2012.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What you talking about? And who did we beat?
Tom Brady.
And how many times we beat him?
Two times.
Say it with me. I'm black and I'm proud. What the fuck you talking about, nigga? I can't stand a hating ass nigga. Hate all their life, bro.
How I'm hating on y'all?
I don't know. I just felt like you was hating.
We weren't even talking about the Giants.
My fault, then.
Shit. Definitely wasn't.
We wasn't. Shit. We wasn't.
I'm just used to receiving hate. You know, that's all.
And then it's where it be the black man.
It do be the black man. It do be the black man.
It be the black man. And there's a couple black men in the
I just feel like, bro, it's been a little minute since we didn't been back on this bitch, though.
Nah, facts.
It has been a minute.
I feel like it's been a little minute, bro. Like,
if I can't remember, then it's been a minute.
It's been a little minute, bro.
No facts.
Yeah. I ain't gonna count. I'm a little faded.
No.
Feeling toasted.
No, that's right. Feeling yourself.
Frosty.
Fuck it, man. Let's get into this shit, bro.
Welcome back to the podcast. Young, Funny, and Black. We your host, man. I'm Reed to my left.
It's your boy, Tank. We is in the building, man.
To my right.
Big Maury.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Shit. I just told you how I'm doing.
I'm doing good.
It's a good day in the neighborhood.
Good Splendid, day in the neighborhood.
Even. Splendid.
Mm. Even.
And why are you out here shining like that?
I mean, I'm just chilling. It was a cute day outside today. Mm,
what you did today?
Went out, ate good.
Where? Yeah. You ate at?
Where I ate at? Metro Diner.
Mm. Rate them out of 10.
Mm.
They was straight. Area. The only thing that turned me off is they didn't have Texas Pete. But the chicken was good. The fries was good. That's all I ate. I ain't really. We asked the black girl. She said the macaroni not
it.
So we ain't. I just did some fries with my chicken. It was straight though. Little leg, thigh.
I know that's right.
You ate that bit to the bone, then.
Did I?
You know, sometimes people.
People be what?
Hey, bro.
What happened?
It's just a good day in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. It feel good over here, just but California going through it.
They done had an earthquake and a hurricane,
the first hurricane ever.
Imagine that.
Oh. Now, that's news. You know, I just seen a video.
That little wildfire. That bit was scorching.
How they going to give Hawaii 800 a family?
Sell money.
Whatever.
And they sending billions.
They gonna sending millions and billions across the sea.
Yeah.
Nah,
and then
for real.
We can't help ourselves and then wonder why we don't like it.
Mm.
Who sent that money? One of them Asian people sent all that. They just sent millions to them. But we couldn't.
Ukraine, facts.
All I can do is shake my head. I hate it here.
This is America.
It is.
This is America.
I hate it here.
I bet.
This shit sound like this a multiverse. This can't be real. This can't be real.
And it is.
Life.
That's the craziest thing. And it's so much going on at once. Facts. Everywhere. It's always something. Life be lifing.
Bro.
Life definitely life be lifing. Life definitely be lifing. And it's lifing like hell right now.
What are you cheesing about? What's so funny?
Hey, bro, when I tell you it was just a good day in the neighborhood, come. Like you said, you feel me? Sun out.
Yeah.
You feel me? We're feeling good today.
Amen.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I done met some good people today, you know. Oh. It's been a good look.
Mm-hmm. Getting that network.
Extravaganza.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, just
what else?
Dibbling, dabbing.
Yeah.
You know, one, two step.
Yeah.
You know, tiptoe, you know. But you know, just life, bro.
Just life been life. And
life been life.
Seeing the kids go back to school.
You know?
Oh.
All the kids. Hey. All the single mamas that don't never got no babysitter. Your time is now.
Your time is now. Hey.
Why you looking at me like that? I'm just saying.
The time is upon us.
I'm just saying.
It is upon us now.
I mean.
So you free from 6:30.
I mean, 9:10, what if that single mother is working?
Mm. Most of these hoes got to work from home job.
Ooh.
Okay. Am I lying or am I flying though?
You speaking fast right now, I guess.
But.
Uh-huh.
But.
Punching clocks, not too much.
But. Right. You know.
It's about a mixture.
I don't know, bro. I'm seeing a lot of women
like
at home right now. And I'm seeing a lot of women working right now.
Mm.
You know.
Shout out to them.
I guess so. To each his own. More power to it.
Shit, I'm black and I'm proud. Fuck you.
Who you? Never mind.
Who I'm what?
What women ain't been working? Who been at the house?
It's just a bro.
This sound like personal experience.
Nigga, ooh. Hell no, nah. You funny.
This is general. This is general? I'm just asking because I've been seeing the lady. I've been working.
That shit wild.
Hey
man,
I'm sorry, bro. That was on me.
Goddamn. Nah, I'm just saying in general though, bro. Just like on social media, bro, I'm just seeing a lot of women with a lot of free time on their hands, bro.
A lot of free time.
Absolutely.
A lot of free time. Don't look at me, cuz.
Say it with me. I'm black and I'm proud. Hey, bro, let's get into this shit, though, bro. Talk to me, man. What's going on, bro?
Hey, man.
What's been happening? There's been a lot of this shit that's been going on lately,
bro. We're going to get.
A lot
of this shit that's been going on.
Tory got sentenced to 10 years.
Tory got sentenced to 10.
Donald Trump got indicted.
Free that nigga Trump, bro. Free that nigga
the
Trump,
DA getting everybody. She on everybody coattail, so y'all better just be careful.
She having a time.
She's having a time.
Like she's like, yeah, I'm gonna get him. Yeah, I'm gonna get him. Oh, you thought you was good? Come here, bring that ass here, boy. Like she having a great ass time.
I ain't gonna lie, goddamn.
Tory, we got 10 though. They say he only getting like an hour a daylight.
Oh, he got that
23-1. Yeah.
Nah, they say he getting like, what, three hours out the week?
Yeah, something like that.
He get 3 hours out the week, bro. Yeah.
Because he not even around, like, the general public. Like,
yeah. That man getting 3 hours out the week, bro.
That sucks.
I just
but
feel
I mean,
like it's free Tory, though.
No, because not necessarily because he's not just getting locked up for shooting Meg Thee Stallion.
No
he's
but
also
he
was also a prior. He's a prior. He has run-ins with the law. He done already got in trouble for beating on the bitch. He's not supposed to have a firearm. He claimed the gun. Because who else was going to claim the gun?
But, he got charged for having the gun instead of shooting.
Well, whatever he did and didn't do, he was still reckless in his decisions. And he got charged for that, too.
A whole 10-piece?
Okay, you acting like
a whole 10-piece nugget?
If people have strikes, you know they're going to throw the book at you. Mm. What?
Bruh.
That's the law. Bruh. You can't be mad at that. Folks is really mad at the fact that the case was about him shooting Megan Thee Stallion. But the detail of it all is he got charged for multiple things because he is a felon or something of the sort. And that's just what happened. Sorry, Tory.
Free Tory,
you're in jail. No, he's just going to have to sit.
It's to each his own, though. You know, everybody not entitled to their own opinion.
That's all I can say is free Tory, bro.
About Megan Thee Stallion.
That's all I can say is free Tory, bro.
Yeah, it sucks, though, because 3 hours a day, that's inhumane. You can give him the 10 years, but let the man touch the grass. You feel me? But
I'm locked up. They won't let me.
You think they're going to end up giving goddamn Melly that bar to get out of jail?
We're going to see. I don't know
what
Melly.
They trying to put that boy in prison.
That's what I'm saying. Because it was, you know how they couldn't come to a decision. It was really like one or two people that didn't think he didn't do it. So majority of them think he still did it. Then I just feel like, you know, that
they're trying to hold
the
black
man.
They're trying to put Melly in prison.
Nah, for real.
They're really trying
and
to
And it wasn't Melly. It was Melvin. and Melvin didn't do it. So who did it? Who done it and why?
I don't know, bro. I
want
to
know too, though. No, like, for real. This is so interesting. Like, because it's really mind-boggling because who did it?
No, for real. And then it's like they keep bringing all these other artists' names up in the conversation just to bring more attention to it. Like, it's like they grasping at straws. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do you really got the evidence or don't you? If you don't, then
I don't know. I think they just need to get that boy time served and send him to Utah with Young Boy. I don't know what else.
Young Boy slowly coming off of house arrest right now, though.
They dragging this out.
He driving places right now. He get to go. He get to leave his house.
For real? I mean,
oh God.
But some people can do that if you get permission. You have to get permission always.
It's a long time coming right now.
Yeah. It is a long
time. The next baby step, steps. He off that bitch, and boom, we get a concert. That's all I want. Just give me a concert, bro.
You gonna go?
What am I?
I'm behind the stage, nigga. I'm behind the stage.
I gotta catch up. I swear I ain't been keeping up the Young Boy.
But they just got them. They just They just dismissed that case on Lil Tim shooting King Von and shit.
Self defense. Oh, yeah.
They just dismissed that shit today. So that nigga back outside.
He back outside.
That nigga back outside, bro.
Sheesh.
So it's a lot of shit going on.
He finna drop. You know he finna start rapping. I just know it's coming. I feel it.
The self defense.
What you mean? All he gotta say is he feared for his life.
He technically did.
You feel what I'm saying?
But he was getting beat up.
He was getting beat up.
Fear for my life, bro. Niggas coming at me. Niggas coming at us. Shit, I'm just trying to defend my people, dog. That's really all that is. You gonna pop you a nigga, bro?
I ain't mad at Tim.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Would you pop you a nigga, bro?
If it came down to it.
Word.
Back against the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you throw them things? You would throw them things, though?
Yeah, but niggas don't even be trying to. Niggas don't be trying to fight no more.
Yeah.
They don't.
They don't be trying to fight no more. They get straight to the shooter.
They don't know how to.
They don't even know how to communicate. They don't even know, so hey.
It's okay, because I'm about to go get certified on these hoes.
Dog.
Soon as
bro,
I
this
hit.
This shit about to blow me, bro. This shit right here, bro. This shit right here about to blow me, bro.
That's, you need an intermission?
Bro.
Nah, that's kind of crazy because it's the D&D himself. Bro. It's the ultimate boss. Boss level 3.
No, he is like, bro.
That shit trying to throw me off my pivot. It's trying to throw me off my pivot.
You know what I need, down.
Bro? You know what I need, bro? I need a shot, bro. That's all I need. Just a little shot, though. Cuz, bro, like, bro, what the fuck going on, bro? It must be the L.
Y'all was too good today.
It was too good.
That's what I'm saying.
It was too good.
And then here you go.
Just zoom in.
Here
you
go.
And say it today.
And then here you go, bro.
Yeah.
And see,
that's how the devil works.
And see, that, ladies and gentlemen, is how negativity. That's how the devil.
You gotta block it out.
Where's the devil? Said, what grandma call that Satan?
Yeah,
that negative energy.
That's that negative energy, bro. We don't need none of that right now.
But like I said, but God.
But God did.
He did.
And God will.
And do it again.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Exactly. Amen.
Y'all was raised in the Lord.
What else we got going on, bro? What we got going on? Talk to me, bro. Holler.
I don't know. It's so hard to keep up.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all this, though. How y'all feel about Keke Palmer being in the Usher video?
I love it for her. That was the point the whole time. It was PR the whole time.
The whole time.
It was to get y'all ready for it. And it worked.
It worked.
That's what they do.
So
that's
you
the media.
You calling out the game. You done figured out the formula.
I done figured it out. They've been had that shit shot. They just needed promo.
The right.
And they did what they did that.
We finna do that next. We're going to take the blueprint and just use it. Might as well.
It might work.
It's working.
It is working.
It's working.
It's working.
And it's on fire.
What, bro?
You letting the devil get
you wrong, bro. What you want, bro?
What you want, man?
Bro, at the end of the day, I can't stand with somebody being your business, right? But they can't,
They can't what?
They don't want you to be in theirs, like.
What I was about to say.
You know.
Child. Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro. You trying to hold it down.
Hey, but in other news, though, bro, you know, Black Youngster's brother just got shot at the gas station.
Oh, my God. In Memphis. Yesterday.
You know what I'm saying? So, right now, you know, he posting all kind of crazy shit on the socials. Like,
crazy
about
stuff?
About to crash out. Like, he's saying, ain't nobody. He just said, ain't nobody safe. He said that shit that he was like, bro, I'm missing you, baby, bro. Like, cause that was his little brother. Like, I'm missing you, baby, bro.
Didn't they say he just lost a brother not too long ago, too?
Bro, yeah. I think that's like he done lost a little couple of them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So he was like, bro, ain't nobody safe right now. Like, I'm pissed, you feel me?
Damn.
So.
I hate that for him.
Nah, facts.
But Memphis, you know, Memphis is a small-ass city, though, yeah. Bro. And it's a lot of beef for that small-ass city, bro.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? It ain't nothing to see a nigga at a corner store or goddamn. I ain't getting something to eat. Hell, I ain't getting cookies. Dog
fat.
You feel me?
Dog fat. That shit.
Shit crazy.
That shit crazy, bro. That shit crazy, man. I feel like, so I've been keeping up with a little bit of celebrities lately and shit. So goddamn, I done seen Key Glock and goddamn Karen. What her name is?
No, oh, not that pretty Karen. Girl. Her name is Karen.
It is.
With an I.
She saying goddamn, he be crashing out. He be goddamn. Putting his hands on her and shit. Goddamn. No. On God, yeah.
No. I seen that. I did see that.
You seen that shit?
I seen that.
Yeah. But the thing is, bro, we sitting here, we talking about, hold on, how many minutes on? We sitting here, we talking about all this. We missing the main objective.
What's the main objective?
Somebody explain to me what the hell happened in Alabama, bro. Oh!
No. I mean.
I got me a chair in the trunk right now.
We came together. That's what happened in Alabama.
What was supposed to happen.
This is what Martin Luther King died for.
Yeah. I feel like it was a little Malcolm X.
That might have been the Malcolm X right there.
That's Harriet.
That
was like I don't know.
Bruh, the nigga came out his crock.
The nigga came out his crock,
punched through.
I ain't never seen
like the cheap flip flops used to have going to the beach. I have never seen crocs do that. So the damage
then they
that
tried
that
to arrest that man.
And he got out on bond.
Bro, the nigga was swimming across the water.
Yeah, trying to see
who said black people can swim.
The nigga was swimming across the water, got out the water and started getting it to him.
The business.
Cause how y'all gonna be mad at the man for doing his job?
So let me ask y'all that, right?
Yeah,
y'all in that position. What y'all gonna do?
I would have jumped in like everybody else. Yeah, I'm out there.
You gonna swim across that water, bro?
I know that's right, but you gonna get there.
Yeah. We gonna get there.
I'm
backstroke that bitch.
I ain't gonna count. I'm that nigga with
I would
the chill.
Have fun.
You with the chill?
What?
Yes, I would have had a ball.
And then I watched a lot of wrestling. You know what I'm saying? The WWE though. It's the moment you've been waiting on.
Yeah, he kept going. I know that man had a concussion.
Man, bro,
I'm telling you.
That's fuck around and finding out.
The more you fuck around, the more you gonna find out, bro.
And I think people found out. That's bro. What happened when you find the right one.
People gotta understand.
Like, these folks right came off the boat ready, like yeah.
These ain't old times, my nigga. These ain't like back in the day.
Yeah, I'm not my great grandma.
Yeah,
we whoop ass.
Yeah,
we fight against the white man,
foot to ass.
Yeah, we don't. That way. None of the peace and harmony across the world. Mm. No, fuck around and find out.
No,
that's
facts.
What it is now. Ain't no more tucking tails. Ain't no more head down. We
okay.
Here.
Okay,
facts.
Okay, what? Because sometimes sometimes they get beside themselves.
Yeah, real beside themselves.
You feel me? Just
thinking they can do it.
Because some folks is really cool. Like I love you. Feel me? But sometimes. Some of them get beside themselves, and they be having to be humble, and they be having to find out.
No.
You feel me?
And that's Big Martin, ladies and gentlemen. That's Big Martin right there, ladies and gentlemen.
They do. Like,
and then.
But that's with everybody, though. Some people just got to find out.
Some people do got to find out, bro. Some people gotta find out, man.
And then you gotta see, he was an older man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you like, feel me?
He probably. Like,
but he was ready, though.
You know what I'm saying? He was ready.
He threw that hat.
It was up.
I'm still trying to figure out what the purpose of it. Was that like the summit? Everybody was that?
That was the battle car. We're calling that forever.
You feel me? Yeah.
Simple. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. We ready. Like, That motherfucker. This is what we trained up for.
That must be the shit that happened in Alabama. Niggas throw that hat in the air.
That mean one.
Right there, niggas a symbol, goddamn.
Hey there, all of you reality TV junkies. Are you tired of rolling your eyes at the screen while secretly loving every second of the drama? Well, do we have a podcast for you? Real Tea Times 2 is a podcast that dives headfirst into all of those trashy reality TV shows we just can't get enough of, from The Bachelorette to The Wild World of the 90 Day Universe, hosted by two Jamaican queens, breaking down the latest catfights, love triangles, and jaw-dropping betrayals. We're not holding back, and neither are the contestants on these shows, so whether you're communicating, doing laundry, or just need some quality entertainment, hit the play button and catch up on Real Tea Times 2 on all major platforms, podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, anywhere you listen to it. So make sure that you are going to tune in now. What are you waiting for? You know you want to get part of the drama. Let's go.
We got to see what the fuck popping. Y'all seen that? That's hat?
I don't know which hat more iconic, his or Bobby Smurda's. Still can't find him.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. We gotta leave Bobby where Bobby at, bro.
We gotta leave Bobby where Bobby at, bro.
I'm still disappointed with him, how he came out of prison. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
His mind ain't right. It's his mental.
His mind is definitely not right because I'm not gonna lie, when Rowdy came out,
he went up.
Rowdy Rebel was on his ass. Like, yeah. You feel me? It was hard.
He was ready to go for it. Bobby was happy to
but
be
you
on.
Know what it is? Niggas just be having catchy songs when you really think about it. Yeah. Cause if you go back and listen, Bobby wasn't talking about a fuck thing. He was just on that beat like and it sounded good. But yeah. Bobby has never really been a rapper for real. Right. He just blew up. He got viral. Before viral was really viral, we was just chaps. Yeah. And it just became a meme. And so it came around. So we built up the expectation.
Yeah.
And that's what we shouldn't have did. But he still could have made something catchy for the summer. Nothing. He ain't made nothing catchy for the summer, but.
Shit sad.
We definitely had to leave. He's not canceled, but we just got to leave Bobby where he at. He's in his own lane right now. He's having fun. He's still making money.
Yeah. Get money, though.
You feel me?
Get money,
so
though.
He doing nigga, something right. He having a time. He doing something right, so I ain't mad at Bobby, but yeah, no.
Man.
He got played quick.
Nigga that went in jail and got that salad toss hell.
Oh.
Why nigga came out like that? The hell.
Now, why would you see that?
What you mean? Bro, I just call shit how I see it, bro.
He was popping his hips a lot. He been popping them hips a lot. And I understand he's Jamaican, but, like, come he been now. Popping them hips.
You
like,
wasn't doing all that before you went up in that can.
He definitely wasn't.
That's a sign, nigga.
That's a sign.
He definitely wasn't.
Ooh. That's a sign.
Those signs are showing you got to read them.
Come on, bro. Hello.
And he been with the OnlyFans girls. The one that look busted.
Not the busted.
Yeah, I mean, they tell you everything you need to know.
I ain't mad about niggas getting that money.
Because he making that show.
He got to get that money.
He making that show.
He got to get that money. But these hoes probably out here paying him. They probably out here paying him for that dick, man. They probably out here paying him.
That's crazy.
If we being real, bro. It's women that pay for dick.
Yeah, it's women that definitely do that. Y'all seen that old woman?
Yeah, she paid that young nigga for some dick, girl.
No.
$200, two beans.
Yeah, two no. He said he beans. Tore her ass out the frame, nigga.
He filmed. How old is she? He filmed the end.
She old as fuck, nigga. She
woman out his house.
Cause she might have been about 60, 70 years old, bro.
So let me ask you a question.
I know she. I know the cover spots on her mouth.
She just started moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
that's what she wanted.
That's what she wanted. That's what she got.
She wanted to be nailed.
She told that young nigga. She said, "Stop doing all that talking."
Imagine that's how you found out why your grandma was in the hospital.
Y'all heard my grandma.
Imagine
she was out there. She was down the street getting fucked. That's how she in the hospital.
Scrolling on Twitter, and you're watching how your grandma just got sent to the same hospital room you sitting in as you visit her.
How you think that
grandma is you? How you think that grandma? Ain't no way,
grandma.
I wouldn't know how to feel.
Y'all seen,
jaw would drop.
Y'all seen
what the hell you doing here?
I seen that.
Y'all seen that at the end was like, ain't that you, Tyrone? Yeah. Grandma, this you? Yeah, grandma, this you?
Is that Mookie? Like,
why?
Grandma, you just paid this man $200 to put you in the hospital.
$200?
Hey, bro, I gotta ask you some real shit real quick, bro.
Okay, before that. Before that, before we get to that, before we go ahead and switch, remember this, okay? Because I gotta ask you something before we get into that.
Oh, brother.
Grandma, I come to you in this situation.
Stop, nigga. I'm about to ask you the same question, nigga.
You gonna throw that ass around, Reed, bro.
That woman, yeah. You gonna put that other woman through it, bro.
$200, that's kind of crazy. It depends. I don't know what she look like.
Reed. So you would hit an old woman, bro?
I think of it as one. You know, they say age, you get better with time.
They got good credit, good benefits.
Just put me on your will. I only want the $200.
You got to do. Can she at least just be pretty? Talking about some benefits. Can she at least be a decent looking old woman?
I hope so.
That's what I'm hoping for. I hope so. I don't want no raggedy rag dog.
How old would you go, bro? How old? What's the oldest you'll go?
Oldest, reasonably. Oldest.
I don't want to keep this a whole honey probably about with you.
Right, 58, 59, around
that's
that way.
That's not that old.
Yeah, what you mean? You be seeing them pretty
black
women?
I say, honestly, because in 2023, like, people are starting to really get fine for real as they age.
Facts.
You can bump it up some more.
You say how much, bro? I mean, you say how old, bro?
About 58.
58.
Come, touching them 60s.
What, you say 40?
Shit.
Because I say, what you say?
He going further than that.
I ain't gonna count. I ain't going no higher than about 35, bro.
Nah, see,
that's not old.
I ain't going no higher than about 35, bro.
That's not old.
It ain't.
Watch when you get 35, you're gonna be like, damn.
Then I'm going to 50.
Well, that's how it be though. It be with, I guess it. You can say yeah. It be with age range.
But I ain't gonna lie. I be seeing some fine 50-year-old, 60-year-old women. They be fine.
Yeah, they be fine.
They be fine, and they don't be dressed like.
You feel me?
He's good. They be just like women.
You feel me?
They be smelling good.
Smelling good.
Smelling like flowers and shit.
Cotton candy, like. Like.
I don't like flowers.
Smell like. Who yo?
Smell like flowers and apple pie. Oh, God.
You piss me off.
Oh, God. Oh, God. No, hey, they
why apple pie, though?
Because they love apple pie.
Nigga.
What you mean?
Yeah.
It's just to more life.
To more
why
life.
Are you making that face to me? What I do?
Flowers and apple pie.
Apple pie is crazy. I'm not going to lie.
It's just to more life.
That sounds like experience.
I
ain't
talking about 35.
I ain't never experienced before. I ain't never experienced.
Rick
I'm just
said
saying.
The realest answer, really, really.
He said what?
He said the realest
that's
answer.
That's his personal opinion. I just asked him how far he'll go.
So 35 is as far as you'll go?
About 35, right 40, now? That's about it. About 35, 40. But
once
I get up there to like my mom and my pop's age, though.
Yeah,
like,
that shit do
nah,
be weird,
I ain't trying to get that.
Yeah.
You feel me? They in their 40s. I ain't trying to get up there. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel you.
I'm just trying to keep that shit under. Type of shit. But then I'm fucking around talking to them.
Hey, wait. Fuck all that. She finna teach me something. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take some. She going to give you some life lessons.
My what?
Some life lessons. You gonna be like, damn, I ain't know I can hit this part.
Fix
like,
your
yeah,
face.
Baby.
That old lady can teach him them life lessons. What?
I ain't know what the hell she was teaching. Hell, I had to
anything.
Make.
Just instill some wisdom. It don't matter what it is.
I was just making
knowledge
sure.
Is knowledge.
I was just making sure it was wisdom he was talking about.
You could be wisdom wise in everything. Other ways. Child. Knowledge is knowledge.
Child.
The more you know.
She could be giving that dome.
Reading rainbow.
Knowledge come from the dome.
You gotta keep expanding.
That's that gum talk.
You hear me?
No teeth. Oh my.
I ain't say no teeth now. That's a line in the sand with that. Come on now.
No teeth is crazy.
So
no
you wouldn't get with nobody that had some fake teeth, brother had
like
dentures.
Some dentures?
Yeah.
I gotta see what like when it come out.
That's what I'm saying. Bro. You went for nobody who had no dentures.
I don't know about no dentures, bro. It depends on which teeth dentures. You feel what I'm saying? Because if it's ones in the back, I can.
What the fuck?
But I don't know.
I doubt somebody's just gonna get a fake tooth in the back. Maybe the front.
Man, I'm just saying, she
pulled that whole
you
thing
like
out.
I'm talking about she pulled that thing out. She like
a retainer.
You feel me? She pulled that bitch out. She like lay back. What you gonna do?
You gonna lay back?
You gonna lay back?
Nah, that's crazy.
You gonna lay back?
I gotta do some research. I gotta do some research because I don't know. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do? What is there to do research on? What you researching?
If I would do put myself in that predicament, I don't
you
know yet.
You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know
until she. You feel me?
I gotta take a shot.
Yeah, it's gonna be sloppy though.
Okay.
What? Because what are you talking about right now, dude?
I'm just saying.
You already spit them out. Okay, we get it.
Why are you here?
What you mean?
How did we get here?
How did we get here?
Sometimes you just gotta go and don't think about it.
Let's talk about how Queen B just shut down the Carolinas.
Yeah.
This past weekend?
Really, the whole month. Really,
yeah,
the whole,
that's what it felt
you
like.
You feel me? The whole really? First half of August been B. She came, you feel me? New fit, new style, new color, new cut.
Yeah, she came true.
She did. She looked really good.
She had all the girls
everybody
out here
I know that went
boots.
Had a good
cowboy
time.
Hats, the silver hats.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Doing their thing.
Everybody came dressed for the occasion. Everybody was Renaissance dude.
They knew what it was.
Renaissance dude.
They was ready.
Blue Ivy came and shut it down in the building. I really wanted to. I feel as though we should have went to the rooftop and just had a little listening party.
We could have. Ain't nothing but a
somebody G-thang. was renting out her balcony for like $70-some. She could see.
Damn, that's smart.
If I would have known who she was and if I would have found that lady's information, I would have been on her balcony.
That's smart. Damn.
Twisting and turning.
Have a good
time. To Beyonce. What?
Oh, fall off the balcony.
I ain't gonna fall off the balcony.
Shit. You might do a lot of twisting and turning.
Not that much. Always aware. I mean, I gotta watch the queen.
Yeah.
Don't watch her.
Not too much. But she definitely did. She did her thing. Beyonce, I love Beyonce. If she come back, I'll go this time.
Yeah.
So in our
she be getting that bag.
How much money Beyonce made off us?
Too much.
$16 million.
Off of Charlotte?
But then, like, just the day before, she had made, like, what, about...
She broke a record, like 60-something million dollars. 64 million dollars.
I just got to clap it up, goddamn. That's a bad...
What's up, bro? Nigga, you a rapper, bro. When you going on tour, bro? What's up, bro? When you going to take us out the hood,
man? Tell them the book, man.
When you going to take us out the hood, bro?
Where you want to go?
Go wreak havoc, nigga. That's your name, nigga. Go wreak havoc, nigga.
Matter of fact, I got an album out right now. Y'all go ahead and go stream that. Yeah. Have it Picasso out on all platforms, man. So we can go on tour and get out the hood.
Yeah.
What y'all playing?
I'm sick of sitting.
Telling you.
That's telling funny you. As fuck. But no, I can hold a little tune. So if I need to go on American Idol or something.
What you gonna sing?
I don't know. I gotta do some research.
I know the hell I'm seeing.
What you saying?
When I see you, my fantasy.
You already lost.
Let me hear something.
It already buzzed you.
For fucking
being
what?
Being real.
For what?
Buzz.
For what? For what?
I'm sorry.
Bit who there for? Not for me. Man, get the fuck out of here, bro. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Man, get the fuck out of here, bro. See, y'all know. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Don't worry, bro. See, that's the shit I be saying. Y'all know who Pink Doll is, bro?
Pink who?
Pink Doll, bro.
Pink Doll.
Yeah.
What she do?
She had a little, be on social media and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you talking about the NPC girl?
She had a little OnlyFans leak.
Oh, yeah. She's talking about suing people. Girl, your internet, your stuff is out there.
Yeah.
The weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Her name is what?
Pink Doll. Because she always had a little pink hair. The NPC girl.
They was trying to get on her for yelling at her son. They say she an unfit mother. But she just
crazy.
Working from home. And he was being bad.
Right. Now kids finna be in school. She ain't got to worry about that.
She ain't got to worry about that.
She ain't got to worry about that.
She going to be doing her work at peace. But do anybody know what it looked like?
What look like?
Her leak.
Oh.
Ooh, y'all seen Sexy Red got leaked.
Yeah, we seen Sexy
Red Bobby.
That little dry ass pussy.
No, she got the lead.
She could have kept that shit.
No.
Sexy Red could have kept that shit, bro. But this pink doll, though. Yeah, sucking dick on camera. Sucking dick in the club.
Okay.
Get this hoe out of here, bro. Get this hoe out of here. Get this hoe out of here. Let's talk about Sexy Red, though.
And that is so crazy, and it's so ironic because their main slogan is, this is a safe space.
Yo.
Whatever you say here, the craziest part is nobody will ever know.
Right.
She said that we wouldn't even know nothing about this. This probably would have, she probably had a couple months before this ever even hit the internet ever again.
Which one are you talking
about? But because Sexy Red.
Okay.
But because she said this on this interview, on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. People going to go find that motherfucker.
But she said that, she said somebody can find it. It's probably somewhere, somebody can probably find it on Twitter. She said something of the sort and it was found.
Did you see the video?
No, I didn't see it.
Child. And her face all in it.
Do you got it? Tell y'all,
let me do
something.
My research.
This is Miss FBI. So the FBI, if you listening, I know you listening. With some niggas,
I know y'all.
So if you listening,
some agents.
If you want a job, if you want somebody to give you, bit more Ferrari.
Oh, you ain't never have to give it up like that.
What?
No, man. You don't tell these fuck my damn
man. But I ain't gonna count, bro.
So
the video. It really just rubbed me the wrong way, bro.
Wait, what you mean?
Because it kind of just upset my stomach.
Not upset your stomach. It was gross.
I mean,
like, how would you describe it? Like,
I mean, it just.
To each his own, she was getting the eight, so, you know.
You see some things you could have went
it was, it was just like, I couldn't even watch the whole video. I just, he go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It's some shit that'll really goddamn fuck up your intellectual. You feel me?
Like bad vibes.
You feel what I'm saying? That's what you call negative energy. You feel what I'm
definitely,
saying?
I'm scared. Definitely.
Shh, bro.
Oh my God. Like, on the level, like Suki Piss level, like, or is it like.
No, it wasn't Suki Piss level. It was just unsettling. It just.
I didn't expect this.
They could have kept it.
Yeah.
They could have kept it.
I ain't gonna cap. I forgot Suki pissed on camera, though.
Suki done did a lot on camera. Suki threw up on a dick on camera.
You ain't seen that? Oh, you look appalled. Yeah.
When was this?
During COVID.
Who?
During COVID.
Who the hell is Bill?
That man she used to be with.
Bruh.
It was like her man.
She
like,
threw up on the dick?
They was fiancés, I think.
I'ma do it. I'ma do it. I'ma do it. I'ma do it. And she probably told that nigga she was gonna do it. And she did it.
But how, no, they used to do a whole bunch of wild stuff on OnlyFans. That's how she was making her money, for real, for real.
I ain't never know that shit, bro.
Yes, like, she was going crazy on, like, she used to post her clips on Twitter showing it all. Like, you wouldn't even have to go to the OnlyFans. It was already on her page. Sick. Sick.
That's not even Twitter no more. It's X.
It's X.
Whatever they want to call it. Elon about to piss me off.
Elon is aggravated. He talking about trying to change, not to have a block button on there. What you mean?
Gotta block these motherfuckers. You can only block through the messages in it. That's weird.
I need to block some of these hoes.
Tori, please.
I have no idea.
You can't see that bit?
Not really. Because it's down here like a 17, but it could be a 3.
For real? Hey, bro, how long has been doing this shit, bro? I ain't gonna lie. We gotta take an intermission, bro. I gotta check some shit real quick. Some shit rubbing me the wrong way right now. Oh, oh shit. Yeah.
Here you go. Ha! Sexy.
Yeah, clip that shit out. Yeah, hell yeah.
Can't wait till that emoji movie. That thing. Sexy Red. She says it's pink, though.
You
and then her face all in it. Because they was like, how they know, and her tattoos. Because they was like, how was they going to know it was you? And she was like, my face was in it.
What you got to say about that?
They could have kept it, right?
What you about to say about that?
I, I have no words. I have no words. I have no words. Like
sex. She could have kept that shit.
She
right?
could have. She could have. I wouldn't even. I'd have took that to the grave.
But I ain't gonna cap. Lately,
she said she got exposed.
Lately, though, I ain't trying to. You feel me? But lately, motherfuckers been trying to like stir up some shit between like Sexy Red and Glorilla.
Really? They been oh saying, yeah, because they didn't think
they saying like ever since Sexy Red came out, like Glorilla been quiet, like she ain't been woo woo woo. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they just being a little messy, just trying to be a little petty
because the girl is just up right now. You know what I'm saying? They saying that Sexy Red taking her life, but
everybody had their moment.
Everybody got their moment. Everybody got their moment. What's that? That shit still begin. Yeah, that shit still begin played on the record. Like so. People just be wanting drama.
That's all it is, bro.
They be wanting to fuck
people
up,
just
bro.
Love negative energy,
and I hope
bro.
They don't feed into it. I don't think they will, though, because Sexy seem cool, and Glow really do, too.
Yeah.
I don't think. But no, I ain't been seeing that. They always trying to put somebody against somebody.
They just need to drop a song and then swash everything, honestly.
Yeah, Sexy been making music with everybody, and she just been around everybody. Like, they really fucking with her. They really fucking with her. They love trying to call everybody an industry.
She said she the raw dog queen, bro.
Yeah, she did say that.
She said she was the raw dog queen, bro.
She did say that.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't gonna lie. I wish she would stop saying crazy.
Ain't going for nothing.
And then
she said her baby had to go for a committee.
She said, she said, I got the STD, I just need you. What she said?
That's what she said.
Man, please, sexy girl.
That's what she said.
She say anything, and that's why I love her, because what, girl? I don't know about that.
Might be a little too much love.
What it say?
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to cap,
what
though.
Sexy.
She probably is the raw dog queen.
She probably is. I mean, I don't see why she got to lie. I ain't gonna lie.
That's true. She. I think she too truthful.
She said, "I heard you want a stud. I got the STD. All I need is you. Lord have mercy." I know that's right.
Nah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Nah, that's crazy.
But it's. I see what you did there. She might got Rollo beat.
Just thinking for how
Rollo be saying some shit. He be saying some shit.
See, he said he was like
I'm
niggas
say crazy.
That nigga
saying
said
shit.
Niggas don't want to see you eat R.P. PNB Rock.
like what?
That nigga do be
who
saying some
say
crazy
shit,
shit.
Like that. Why would you say that?
Rollo just be that motherfucker, man.
And she do too. It's a lot of people who say anything they want to say.
Yeah.
They just want to chastise her because she's a girl and it's a double standard. So she's this, that, and the fourth, and she's really just. Here she go
with this double standard stuff.
It is.
Here she
go. Shit, nobody say nothing when these niggas be talking about fucking all
man,
hoes.
Everybody,
slanging dick.
Everybody on everybody right now.
And I got hoes.
Everybody on everybody right now though. Every time somebody say something, somebody on somebody right now. Am I lying? Am I fine? Somebody say something.
Yeah, everybody gonna always have something to say, but in my opinion, I feel as though just let people live.
Mm.
What should Carrie say? The internet gonna be with you, and sometimes they gonna be without you. Like,
and with that, that's make a powerful sure y'all quote. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah.
And make sure y'all tune into the next episode, man. Peace.
Hey, bro, I'm about to disconnect.
We gotta talk about her too, though.
Hey, bro,
because she definitely just.